Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Mickey Mahler. And now, play ball. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is hit by the pitch. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Templeton steals second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Templeton moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney misplays the ball. That's an error on Chaney. Templeton scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. Scott reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Benedict and he is out, Horner applying the tag. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Benedict moves to second. Mickey Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benedict moves to third. Chaney moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benedict scores. Chaney moves to third. Mahler moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. Chaney scores. Mahler moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0-for-1 in the game. Denny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher moves to third. Rick Camp now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Denny moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy juggles the ball. That's an error on Murphy. Denny moves to third. Templeton moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy juggles the ball. That's an error on Murphy. Denny scores. Templeton moves to third. Scott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cardinals. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it and throws to second for the out. Templeton scores. Scott moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swisher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Denny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camp juggles the ball. That's an error on Camp. Swisher scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. Denny moves to second. It's 9-2, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Templeton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrows. Templeton reaches second base with a double. Denny scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Cardinals. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Rick Camp. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nolan moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Craig Skok now pitching. Cito Gaston now playing left field. Barry Bonnell now playing right field. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball towards right. Bonnell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bonnell. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hendrick moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Reitz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Cardinals. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Skok's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. Reitz moves to third. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reitz scores. Swisher moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-2, Cardinals. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for John Denny. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gaston. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey now playing left field. Tony Scott now playing center field. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Offis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth now playing third base. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chaney strikes out. Two outs. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reitz moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Thomas now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Beal pinch hits for Craig Skok. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal takes first base on ball four. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth takes first base on ball four. Beal moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Beal now playing first base. Dave Campbell now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Templeton takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Campbell. Templeton moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Templeton scores. It's 14-2, Cardinals. Roger Fried pinch hits for Roy Thomas. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Beal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 14, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Office hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Benedict hits a line drive into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chaney hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Office moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Office moves to third. Gaston moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Office scores. Gaston moves to third. It's 14-3, Cardinals. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 14, and Atlanta Braves, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.